2 Thessalonians 2:15. Stand fast, brethren, and hold on to that which has been handed down, which you were taught, whether by word or by our letter. The year was 1521. Martin Luther had been summoned by the emperor himself to a meeting at the city of Worms. The question that was to be answered was, why was Martin Luther speaking out against the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church? As he stood before kings and princes and bishops, his writings were laid out in front of him on a table, and he was asked, are you prepared to recant what you have written, to take it back? Luther asked for 24 hours to consider the matter. Martin Luther knew what was at stake, and the words at stake are appropriate. Luther knew that others before him had been burned at the stake for having opposed the Pope. John Huss, Jerome of Prague, Girolamo Savonarola, and others, many others, thousands died at the hands of the papacy. So Luther couldn't expect anything less than that. After spending the night in prayer, he came before the emperor once again. After briefly commenting on the contents of the writings that were laid out before him, Luther was interrupted, and the orator of the empire demanded that he answer the question simply, do you recant or not? Luther answered, unless I am convinced of error by the testimony of Scripture or by clear grounds, I stand convinced by the Scriptures to which I have appealed, and my conscience is taken captive by the Word of God. I cannot and I will not recant anything, for to act against conscience is neither safe for us nor open to us. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me. Will the day ever come for you that you will be called upon to take a stand? Even when your life is on the line, to take a stand and be ready to suffer all for the sake of Christ and His truth. I don't have the gift of prophecy, but I can look back in history, and I can pretty well guarantee you that every generation, including yours, will at some time or other be called upon to take a stand. My grandfather had to do it, and he was removed from his ministry. My father had to do it, and he was kicked out of his church. I've had to do it. There are a number of people present in this room who have had to take a stand, not knowing what the results would be. Church history students learn of people who were called the lapsi. These were Christians who lapsed from the faith, who fell away. At a time when the government was persecuting Christians, the lapsi avoided persecution by denying Christ. Those who did take a stand were imprisoned, tortured, stoned, beheaded, burned at the stake. Like Luther, they had taken a stand for Christ, and they suffered for it. Now, right now, it may seem to you as though we should be able to get through life without facing such a degree of persecution? Well, don't plan on it. We can cruise along on such assumptions for just so long. A day of reckoning will come for most of us. Will you take your stand with Jesus? He has redeemed you. Is your faith such a firm conviction that you are willing to sacrifice anything and everything, even your own life, rather than deny Christ or any of his teachings? Well, don't be too self-confident. The Spirit warns us, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Don't put any confidence in anything within you. We are weak and frail creatures. Our strength and determination is not dependable in the day of trial. If you trust in yourself, you will fall. Luther said, I have held many things in my hands, and I have lost them all. But whatever I have placed in God's hands, I still possess. So also you, place yourself and your future in the hands of the Lord. Be confident in Him. What will God ask you to sacrifice? It may be friends or family that turn away from you because you take a stand. Taking a stand may result in the loss of your employment. It's happened to people. Or the loss of something else that is important to you. Those of you who are training to be pastors and teachers, you may have to take a stand that will result in your being removed from your pastoral or teaching ministry. Some of the founders of the CLC experienced that very thing. However, if the foundation on which you are standing is firm and unshakable, then you will be able to stand fast. Because the foundation is going to support you. The Word of God is your foundation and your strength and your hope and the only thing that is really important in your life. The gospel is your reason for standing and is your power for standing. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold on to that which has been handed down, which you were taught, whether by word or by our letter. Jesus stood fast in Gethsemane, before the Sanhedrin, before Pontius Pilate, before the cross, on the cross. He remained faithful to his mission because he trusted that the Father would do the things that the Father promised to do, to raise him from the dead, and because he knew that what the results would be of his suffering and death. And that is your forgiveness and yours and mine. This same Jesus will help you to stand fast. So in the hour of trial, do not be afraid. He who stood by you in his days of weakness and lowliness will stand by you now that he is glorified. Put everything in his hands, and when the time comes, you will be able to stand fast because he will hold you up. We pray. Eternal gracious Father, we cannot stand fast on our own. Our knees are weak, our legs are shaking. However, you are strong and your word is unshakable. Your grace never fails. Help us to put ourselves in your strong and loving hands. Help us in every trial to stand fast on your word, even if all about us are falling. Hear us for the sake of your Son, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hymn 385, verse 1 and verse 10.